Revelation chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself ready. One sister from Germany, she's coming. Let her come and greet the church. Come and greet the church. It's the same thing. She also met us the same way. Come, sister. Let's clap our hands for Jesus now. She's from. Come and greet the church. Maybe your people are watching you now in Germany.
Shalom, church. I thank God that I am here. It has been my wish that I should be here. And I know my friends that are watching out there. Every Tuesday when we are pushing to be at home, and every Friday we get connected, and God has been blessing us. And when I had an opportunity to be here, I thank God I'm here. I'm so happy that I can see you people. It's my two eyes, not on the net again. And I know that God has something for me. It has already started. Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands now. Hallelujah. He honors faith. God honors faith. He's a God that honors faith. The wonderful testimonies we hear from abroad, outside Lagos. Pastor Thomas was showing me a text. Where was the person from? Where did that text come from? The one that said he was not a Christian before.
Okay, from Cameroon.
From Cameroon.
From Cameroon, Brother Nelson.
What was he saying in that text?
He said that he thought he was a Christian. When he met Bride Assembly, he knew that all that years he thought he was a Christian. He knew now he wasn't a Christian. He thought he knew God. That it is now when he met Bride Assembly, he now realized that he didn't even know God. It is now that he knows Bride Assembly that is very close to God from our messages.
Can we clap our hands for us, even if you don't like us? So all the money we are spending in our broadcast, it's not in vain. Lives are touched. Those of you who were here on Sunday, you saw that young boy that came from Asaba, Delta State. It's the same broadcast. Amen. Sometimes you think you know God, only to discover you have not even started. You see, when you come to this ministry, we told you, don't just, don't just see one church, one backyard somewhere. There is something we want you to understand. Sometimes, you know, this very scripture, sometimes it has, you've not gotten the impact of that statement. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. He said, my people, so first and foremost, you are his own. But his own, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why Jesus Christ came and said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's something about a knowledge. That knowledge is revelation. You see, the way some ministers of God have presented Christianity, they presented it and then take grace out of it. Until you cannot receive anything from God until you fast. The more you are able to fast, the easier the problem will go. Now, lie, there's nothing like that. If I have to do something, suffer myself, punish myself, then why did Christ go to the cross of Calvary? Why did he need to suffer if I have to also suffer? He suffered so that I will not suffer again. You see? You need to catch that. The problem we have is knowing what we are supposed to do. The right thing to do. To stay free from Satan. If from that statement, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, it means a child of God, for lack of knowledge, witches and wizards will be messing him up. Witches and wizards, for lack of knowledge, will be messing you up. Policeman for Lagos, then they mess up with any lawyer. Eh? For Nigeria. Policeman, they mess up with any lawyer. Eh? Is Brother Bonnie, is it Bonnie? Brother Bonnie, are you here? He didn't come here today. When policemen came to his house, with how many lorry loads they came, that they come to arrest him. They say, we have to search your house. He said, you want to search my house? He said, but number one, where is the search warrant? You see? Number one, where is the search warrant? Because he knows in law, a policeman cannot enter your house and search your house until there is a warrant, a search warrant from the court. They brought it out. They said, see it. He said, okay. You also know that before you enter to search, I have to search you. It's the law. He said, yes. And the policeman said, search me. He searched him. He said, now you can enter. You have to know the law. When they saw the man talking like that, I said, then they talked to themselves. Say, this man, now wahala man will be this one who. That is their own way of saying, take time, anything you do here, or if not, the thing will backfire on us. Why? Because he knows his right. Only Christians that don't know their right, and demons will be messing them up anyhow. There are some of you that you cannot sleep unless you do at least 2 hours midnight prayer, even though you can't sleep. As your eyes they close, the demon they say, wait up, where they go? If you sleep, wake up like this, they will carry your razor blade, they tear your skin, they suck your blood. Amen. There are some houses, they say a scorpion house. Now, occultic house. If they enter that house, nobody they prosper. Then you will hear some ministrations, you know, I say, look. My house where they live now, rented house, the scorpion there for front like this. Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. The scorpion house. I said, not the scorpion house. Please, I beg. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Me, if scorpion there here, now me go fear, I mean that the scorpion go fear. No, tell me now who go fear. The lesser power is afraid of the higher power. If I come in there, if true there is anything there, the landlord will return my money after some days. And it's not for me to live in that house doing vigil every night, I sleep cool. The Bible says he giveth his beloved sweet sleep. Not because I'm a pastor, but because there's something I know. Amen. We are overcomers. It means in every battle we are winners. And every day we fight battles. And our battle is without fear. Because you have a knowledge. Why is Jesus Christ called the advocate? It means there's a spiritual law with spiritual lawyers. There's a spiritual court that the great Jehovah sits down to judge the matters of life. He said, now my papa, and many of you are sitting under ministries that know nothing about the process of salvation. And a young man I've been talking with in my office. He said, every time this pastor will be telling him that a bastard, maybe your mama, where born, you don't even know who pregnant her. So you are supposed to be like a bastard. That's the word bastard. In Israel, in the law, he keeps quoting in the law, that in the law, they had no part in the kingdom. They were treated as outcasts according to the law. And then he's preaching now that if you are a bastard, you cannot go to heaven. You can receive the Holy Ghost. Let that pastor drop his microphone and scatter that church. He has no right standing there because he doesn't even know the meaning of grace and he is operating under grace. And I told him that he's holding sermon book of William Branham. That's nonsense. Praise the Lord. And maybe some of you here too, they are saying that it is a hereditary problem. It is foundational problem. The foundational problem will continue with you if you are not under the blood of Jesus Christ. It has no power over you if you are under the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not a foundational problem. You refuse to pull yourself away because you don't know either how to pull yourself away. Amen. Or you don't have the power to pull yourself away. It's true now. Amen. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 18. He said that the son shall not pay for the sins of the father. Neither shall the father pay for the sins of the... He said, 1 minute you said this proverb in Israel. That the fathers ate sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Nobody person when eat sour grape in teeth will be at edge. Papa commit something, the pikin they pay for him. He said, you won't hear it again. The soul that sinned, that soul shall die. Everyone shall bear his own iniquity. Therefore, my father's sins cannot follow me. No cause, no covenant. I didn't enter into it. Why should he follow me? I am now in Christ. Oh, glory be to God. There are Igbo people that still are Christians, taking communion, speaking in tongues, but they still despise Osu. It's a shame on you as a Christian. You are saying that the blood of Jesus Christ is not strong enough to deliver an Osu. Is it God that made him Osu? Is it not man's wickedness to fellow man that has made one man under him above? Is it not the same way you were born that Osu was born? Are we not all flowing from Adam and Eve? Are we not all from Ham, Shem and Japheth? Is no one blood not covering all of us here? Why then are you saying one is lower, you are higher? Who made you higher than an Osu? Lack of knowledge. And any Christian that does that, you are saying the blood of Jesus Christ, the power in that blood is limited. There are some things it cannot handle. It cannot handle Osu. Osu caste system. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is need for us to know certain things. The only reason why that problem cannot go, it cannot go, is because you are not under the blood. The accuser of the brethren, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus Christ operates in two ways. One, it is a Passover lamb. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. It says, it mentions Christ our Passover. It's taking us back to Exodus chapter 12. Where we are told, the children of Israel in a bondage in Egypt, they were to receive their freedom to go to their promised land. And the last plague that came was death of the firstborn. And the instruction was to take the lamb, slaughter it, apply the blood in the lintels of the door of any house where there is a firstborn. When that angel of death will pass that night, when you come to that house, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. And it is speaking of the salvation that is coming upon this earth. One of these days, I knelt down in this early morning hours and something gave me reason to thank God. I said, Lord, I thank you because a destruction is coming upon this world. But it pleased you to keep me away from that destruction by saving me. Ha! The knowledge of that excites me. I can't thank him alone. Actually, for that alone, I cannot finish from that morning till night. Finish thanking you. There is a destruction that is coming upon this world. Serious one. You know, we have a prophecy still waiting by William Brown about the destruction of California in America. I was reading 2 days ago about an earthquake. Within 2 weeks, two serious earthquakes shook around the city of Los Angeles. Matthew 24. Jesus Christ called his disciples and told them something that will come to pass. And he ended by saying, when you see the abomination that make it desolate, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. He said, he who has ears. He said, if you are on top of the roof, don't come down. If you are outside the city, don't come back. He said, pray that it does not happen during winter. He said, woe to anyone that is giving suck to a child. Amen. He told them something. And they killed him in 1833. And in 1870, that prophecy came to pass. The abomination that make it desolate. Exactly, General Titus came. It's history, I'm telling you now. It has not happened. And it is in the Bible. That's Matthew 24, I'm explaining. And then, surrounded the city. As soon as it happened, all the disciples that had that prophecy from prophet Jesus, they said, this is what Jesus spoke. Oh, all of them. They surrounded the city for some time, for a long time, and it gave time for those to escape first. And after the last disciple left the city, the destruction took place. No single one disciple of Jesus Christ, none of those who believe in the revival that followed, none of those 5,000, none of those 3,000 in Acts chapter 2, no believer at that time, none of them was affected. Now again, one of the signposts we are having is that thing that will happen in America. It shook 2 times. Every follower of the ministry of William Branham, by now, they will take off. Is Brother Ike here? There's a brother here. He's a citizen of America in Nigeria, but has his family residence there, his green card there in America. It's when he came back here to Nigeria here, he saw the message you preach here, and he believed. And then a week ago in my office, he was saying where he actually lives, his house is. It's in California. And he was telling me, he said, he has to go back to America now. But he's now thinking, where will he relocate to? He cannot go back to California again because there is a knowledge he has. And the sign is going on. The 2 earthquakes, now sign. For those who had the voice of the prophet to run. Anyone who doesn't run does not believe. Hallelujah. Destruction. Oh! That songwriter says, judgment is coming. All will be there.
Each one receiving judgment is here. Hide in the saving. Sin cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One of these days, destruction will come upon this earth. I'm telling you, the only people that will be saved are those who will hide themselves under the sin cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the interesting thing. That's why he said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And Satan knows every one of us that is under the blood. Every one of us that is under the blood, Satan knows who we are. Amen. And the worst of it all is to see people who believe that they are Christians, who believe that they are serving God faithfully, even anointed, even pastoring big churches, very popular names in this country. If they are looking for the men of God, they are the ones that they are referred to. One of these days, you'll be surprised that they didn't know anything about that God they claim to be serving as far as salvation is concerned. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Why did he say secret? Because it's not everybody that knows about it. It's not open. Salvation is not for everybody. It's not for everybody, oh. Amen. Salvation is not for everybody. It is secret. Another word for secret is mystery. It is a mystery. He that hide under that mystery shall abide under the shadow, God's protection. Protection of the Almighty. And when we come here, you know, you watch us every time in our telecast, our broadcast, in our tracks, evangelism, and you meet us, we have only one sermon. Our message here, when you come to this church, our message, 90% benefits first and foremost people who say they are Christians. Like my brother from Cameroon, maybe he's watching us now, who say he thought he was a Christian, only to discover by a knowledge that he had not even started yet. So it's more than being a church worker. It's more than that. There's a knowledge. You shall know the truth. And this truth covers every aspect of our lives. But for the purpose of our reason for coming here today, the truth you need to know is the truth of the process of salvation that begins with justification after repentance, which connects to your healing and to your deliverance. The accuser of the brethren. I'm saying this for the benefit of those coming for the first time, or maybe watching us wherever you are around the world for the first time. That justification is confirmed by the ordinance of water baptism. He that believeth, Mark 16, and verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You believe that Jesus is your Lord and personal Savior. Even that word believe, we have to spend some time for you to understand it. Believe what? Because you say believe, there must be a question. He that believe what? Believe history that is written in a history book called Bible, because some people, this book, a history book. Believe what? It's important. When Apostle Paul speaks about looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, that statement itself is loaded. John says in John chapter 3, verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so also shall the Son of Man be lifted up. He's going back to the book of Numbers. The children of Israel, we are committing sin. And the soul that sinners shall die. And serpents, and we are biting them and they were dying. What is the solution given to Moses? He said, go and make a serpent of brass. get a long pole and hang it there and tell the people, anywhere you commit any sin, serpent bites you. If you can just go by that pole and look at that serpent there hanging there, he said, you will live, you will not die. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded. It is what? Hallelujah. It is only God you know. Hallelujah. When you look there, you will see the serpent that bites you hanging there. That's all. See, salvation is so easy. He didn't say you should climb the pole. Oh, I always like to add it. If it's to climb the pole, Jayola will not make it. It's too fat. He can't climb. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, just look. If there is something you will look and see. What will you see? The snake that bites you, that is killing you, has been judged. Once you see it and accept it, the power of death, that poison inside of you is gone. You will live. Then John said, as Moses lifted up that serpent, so will Jesus Christ also be lifted up. If you look at him also, you will hear him shout, it is finished. You will hear him say, by my stripes you are healed. The curse that was working against us, you will see it put on his head there. Nailed there. The most shameful death a human being can have, he took it upon himself on the cross on Calvary. Why? He was not doing it for himself. He is doing it for you. Do you believe? Yes, he that believes and is baptized. Baptism is you identifying. That is your own demonstration that you identify with what happened on the cross on Calvary. You repent first. That is, you die with him. Then, baptism is by immersion. He was buried. Grave could not hold him captive. Death could not hold him captive. On the third day he resurrected, you come out of that water to demonstrate it also. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Any other baptism, you see, is wrong. And Satan knows it's wrong. Your sins are upon you. Once you enter that water like that and come out, every sin you have ever committed in that day is remitted. Including the cost, the foundational cost for your family. Including that incurable sickness. Including the guilt of the abortions you have committed. Of the murders you have committed. Every abominable things you have done. The blood of Jesus Christ is strong enough. As you enter that water, you come out. Now you stand justified. Satan has nothing to accuse you anymore. Why? Your sins are washed away. Why? Hallelujah. He will look for something to accuse you, but he will notice there is nothing to accuse you. Why? My sins are gone. Where are they? They are under the blood. That's where they are. They ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell you why. That's the song for believers. And when I hear that song, who asks me where they are? I say,
my sins are gone.
My sins are gone. Oh, we are a day under the blood. Under the blood. From Cameroon. Somewhere, the sister was sitting somewhere the other day. From Cameroon. I found her later on, she said she was born in Cameroon. And the Spirit was speaking through her on a Tuesday like this. Amen. I don't know what they use to dedicate the whole of your family to that deity. I don't know what they collected on your behalf. That entitles that nonsense to be following you to disturb your life. As a knowledge, you need to know. No matter what, I hear the Savior say, thy strength in his small child of weakness, watch out.
Finding me,
thy all. Hallelujah. Say it.
Jesus paid it all.
He paid it all.
All
to
my own. Sing, hallelujah, I believe to say, he was.
Say it again. Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
He paid it all. Paid it all.
Through him I owe. See, I left a crimson stain. He was, she was alone.
That's why he said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That blood that was shed on the cross on Calvary. It's not just something you speak in your mouth. Before you can shout to a demon, blood of Jesus against you. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. You must first be under the blood. If I cannot work for you, Satan will ask you, like he asked the seven sons of Sceva. That Jesus I know. Even that blood I know. But I look for you, I don't know where you are here. Who are you? Why you finish with you like this? I say one man say they plead, they say a blood of Jesus against a demon. He said the demon said you too, blood of Jesus. And when he told me this one, I said, Daddy, your case is serious. A very elderly man with very serious, frustrating life. He said his son don't tire him. He said he fasted whether 40 something days or something like that. 21 days on a mountain somewhere. And he said, now when he come down from that mountain, they still came again. And he said, blood of Jesus. And at that time, they tell him, say, you too, blood of Jesus. They know what they are speaking about. They know who is under the blood and who is not under the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't want to mention any church name today. But I'm telling you, most churches baptize wrongly. Ask your neighbor, which church? If you know, say that they baptize wrong for you. Oh, tell and say you're all wrong. Ask her. Ask your neighbor, which church you come from? Which church you baptize? Tell your neighbor now. Tell your neighbor. If they do wrongly there, tell them, oh. Tell and say your own are wrong. Your own are wrong. Help me now, help me. Ask your neighbor, which church you baptize? Tell them. If you are sure, tell them, say your own, and they baptize wrongly. Okay, if your neighbor tell you, say they baptize your own wrongly, let me see your hand up. Your neighbor now told you that your own is wrong. Make I see. One, stand up, sister. Your neighbor tell you, say your own is wrong. Stand up. Who again? Your neighbor. Ask your neighbor again, which church they baptize you? Ask them now. If you mention the name of the church and you don't say they don't baptize correct, tell and say, you are on a wrong one. Okay, if your neighbor tell you say you're all wrong, stand up. Your neighbor tell you say you're all wrong, stand up. Okay. Some never even baptize at all. Which one you tell your neighbor?
Catholic.
Now correct. They not baptized correct. They all four square. You tell them. Now wrong baptism. Catholic. Wrong baptism. Sit down. Any other person? At all.
Catholic.
Who? Sit down. Wrong. Very wrong. Catholic. Very wrong. Your neighbor is correct. You baptized wrongly. Who again?
Redeemed.
Which one?
Redeemed.
Wrong baptism. Wrong. Who again? I say I'm not going to mention any name. But how will you know if I don't tell you? Yes?
Assemblies of God.
Wrong baptism. Wrong. Who again? Brother Assembly. Correct. Correct.
Redeem.
I say wrong. Your own redeem. They're different from that redeem.
The name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Is that the name of your church?
Say abiding believer.
Abiding believer.
Yes, sir.
That's the name of the church.
Yes, sir.
You abide in what you believe.
Yes.
And you are in which name did you baptize?
In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy.
And you are abiding in that belief. You will abide and go wrongly to hell. What of you?
A wonder city.
Wonder city.
Yeah, Aja.
Aja.
Yeah.
I don't know what they believe there. But I know there is a woman that is pastoring that church.
And the Bible
does not permit a woman to pastor a church.
Oh, boy.
No. Oh, God. Okay, thank you. God bless you, ma'am. Sit down. Praise the Lord. I'm not making a mockery of anybody. I want you to know that you came to a church that is different from other churches. I saw them preach for other churches. I'm saying it so that your ear will open. I hear something. You are the one that have respect. Worship God with respect to persons. But the Bible says he is no respecter of anyone. God is no respecter of anybody. So if you tell me, now why am I calling names? If it is wrong to call names, then God will forgive me. Show me in the scripture and I will repent. That it is wrong for me to say somebody is doing something wrong. Then what am I preaching for? What is the essence of preaching? When I can meet somebody and say you are doing something wrong, then another person is too big for me to say he's doing something wrong. No, there was a time in the Bible John the Baptist was preaching and suddenly a king entered. King Herod entered with Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. He collected them because he's a king. And it's contrary to the law for you to collect, convert your brother's, your neighbor's wife. The law is against it. And suddenly John the Baptist changed the sermon and pointed finger at the king. It is wrong for you to collect your brother's wife. Before the whole Israel, shame catch the man. He vexed. No matter what, at the end, it cost him his head, but it was a glorious death. I rather die saying the truth than die compromising the word of God for fear of man. That's no more Christianity. After all, if you kill me, I'll go and be with the Lord. I'll be where Apostle Paul is, where all the rest who died are. But there should be somebody here that the devil will not close his mouth, and we are in this ministry. They are wrong according to the Bible. If not, I have been preaching it. They have been hearing me. Why are they not replying me? Why are they not replying me? Even send for me now. Or get you. Send for me privately in your office and show me Bible that I am wrong. I will repent. The day I come to your office, you will repent. Praise the Lord. With wrong teachings, they make children of God to be, you know, in such bondage. They subject us to prayer collectors. Run here for prayer. Run to the mountain prayer. Run after man of God. Run after prophet. Even we pay to go for family deliverance. We pay here. We pay. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The Bible tells me, the Son of Man has set you free. You are free in it. Then why are we running up and down? It's because you don't know the power you have as a child of God. To go and exercise it before a deity. To go and exercise it. And it's not about confidence. Confidence is different from faith. Faith is revelation. The only thing that should give you boldness is that there is something you know. Why am I speaking boldly? Because if you carry me to court, I will carry my Bible and go and defend me myself. I will open Bible and show the church that the Bible forbids a woman to preach, pastor a church. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. And I will tell them that the Bible forbids us to bear those titles they are bearing. I will show it in the Bible. It's nothing like Archbishop. It's wrong for you to address a man as his preeminence. His grace. A sinner saved by grace. You are his holiness. It's wrong. That's the spirit of pride. God hates it. It's abomination. The Bible is against homosexuality. All the homosexuals, you have a different path in the hell. Your own will burn slowly. You cannot die automatic like that. You must die crying. All lesbians and homosexuals, and yet there are pastors that are joining them. Same sex marriage, a man to marry a man. It was not Adam and Adamu, it was Adam and Eve. Amen. It's not Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. A man and a man. Exchange vow. Forever and ever. Amen. But I'm against the law sending them to the prison. Like the Nigerian law that sent homosexuals to prison You should make laws that help people. You send them inside the prison, they are going to continue their affair in the prison. Where you should send them to is psychiatric homes. Because if their head is normal, they will not do that. Send them to psychiatric hospitals. And attach a good psychiatrist to work on them. Then, let deliverance ministers from Pride Assembly be visiting them. Yes, and Mountain of Fire. All deliverance ministers in the country. That's the only way. You are putting somebody in the prison. Now there you go, get many, many more boyfriends in the prison. Free. Amen. Every abominable thing is promoted now. I watched, is it February? I've been in which month? Valentine. And Christian churches, men of God, and so-called women of God, in their churches, they were celebrating Valentine inside the church. What a shameful thing that Christianity has reduced to that level. Valentine. Be my vow. Why did I say those churches are wrong? It is so because of their lack of understanding of only one scripture. And that scripture is Matthew 28 verse 19. And that scripture is the formula for water baptism. One day, if you go to heaven, if you get there, you discover that no name of any church is even known in heaven. I'm telling you. And nobody is going to any church because you are in Brother Assembly Church. Because there are people who are in this church that are not ready to go to heaven. They are here. I know some of them. I know them all. How do I know? By their fruits. You shall know them. A man that wants to divorce his wife, that man won't go to heaven. And they deal with cases here of men who say, I don't do again. I don't marry again. Even if you open Bible, tell and say, leave me. May God judge me for this matter. I've had somebody say that. But with this woman, I can't stay with. But you woman, uncle, because you know, say there's no divorce. Then you say, decided to torture that man. From Marine Kingdom. Amen. So, you too, you, now heaven you won't go. You don't want to go to heaven. Because the Bible, nowhere in the Bible that permits you to be rude to your husband. Or to bewitch your husband until anything you say, the man, they move like mumu. Yes, I say we should be mumu men. But every mumu still gets sense. Yes, now. I have advocated to all married men in this church that in the interest of peace, please be a mumu for your wife. The thing that will cause quarrel, especially when you know, say, deliberately, you know, say, you know, they take certain thing. If you do this one, you will go mad. Then you can't go the duam. Ignore her. If you find them again this way, ignore them. Just do like, say, you don't see what you do. Amen. If we push you, reach. Then show, say true, you'll be mumu. Just say, I beg, I take God, beg you. Don't you ever carry your hand to hit any woman. It is a sign of weakness. It is weak-hearted people that settle their problem with their fists. They are weak-minded, strong-hearted people. They have the ability to bear. That's what makes you a man. Something they pay you, but you know they show for your face. That's what makes you a man. But at the slightest provocation, you are weak. Very weak. Very weak. Any weak man here? Somebody tell you, say, it means you are a man. Put her in her position. Talk to me anyhow. Put her in her position. I slap her face. You keep that mouth. You will keep quiet. And you think that you are talking as a man. It's evidence you are weak. It's weak. You are weak. Strong people is not in your hand. It's in your heart. Your ability to bear determines your strength as a man. When it gets too much, you just see whether chance day. You come out from that house and pray that the fire will cool down. Then when you come back, you see whether the fire don't cool down. If you still do this one, you never close door yet. He don't come. Useless man. I didn't say he don't go call house today. Say, still there. If you stay away for 4 days, the fifth day, that same woman will call you useless. We start dry fasting for you to come back. That is who they are. They never mean anything they say. Anything where woman do, she don't mean I'm nothing. Oh, so brother, you when they beat woman, you mean you don't know that there is nothing she's saying that she means it. Nothing, nothing. Look at her. I regret the day I meet you. I regret the day I meet you. I regret the day I meet you. In the evening, collapse like say you paralyze. Hey, she will shout the whole compound to come and see. What they happen? My husband is dying. My husband is dying. She don't mean nothing. Nothing. Don't mean anything. Don't know anything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want some people to be baptized today. Baptism is correct water baptism, first and foremost, is by immersion. So sprinkling of water is wrong. Infant baptism is wrong. Matthew 28 verse 19, that is where all the Pentecostals, Trinitarians, they miss it. He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You heard what that young man said on Sunday, those of you who were here on Sunday. He said he actually read that place again as he listened to us through our broadcast. That he didn't say names. He said name. That means there is one name. One name. It is the name of the Father. It's the same name of the Son. And it is the same name of the Holy Ghost. The name of the Father, according to the Bible, is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son, Jesus. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Is to go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. By immersion, when you come out, you have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is the one Bible college cannot teach. It's too deep for them, yet so easy to see if you open your heart to understand. Right now, you enter that water and you come out after you have repented. Give your life to Christ. The power that demon has over you, that problem has over you, according to the law, it is broken. I read in the news today, the 30-something House of Rep that defected from PDP, 37 of them, that defected to change their party. And then they went to court, and the court today said that you have no right, it is illegal to defect while you are there under the ticket of that party. I am imagining the confusion that will be going on since yesterday. Because the right they have that they were exercising before, the law has taken it away from them. So they must come back and maintain status quo. Go back. Whether you like it or not, once you enter that water and come up, the right that problem has over you is taken away. It is now you can go for deliverance. It is now you can start your dry fasting if you need to. It is now you can start your prayers. It is now you can go for family deliverance in your compound. Why? You now have the legal right to plead the blood of Jesus Christ For we now, when you come under that blood, he said, we have come before the blood of sprinkling and the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That blood stands as a witness for us in the spirit that it is because of that problem that blood was shed on the cross of Calvary. He has come and be part of it. So that problem, you have no power again. That sickness, whether it's HIV or cancer, you cannot take his life anymore. Frustration, demon husband, demon wife. Jesus Christ is my husband. You cannot come and torment my life anymore. That is the importance of water baptism. And that is why Satan knows it is so important. He decided to blind people who think they know too much. And they keep the people under bondage so that he can continue to make us live a life that will make it look as if we are serving God in vain. But we are not serving in vain. If you know your rights. Once we close, we are ready to take you for water baptism. You don't need any long baptismal class and examination. It's another error. Stop wasting the people's time. In the Bible, once somebody believes, that very day there is water, baptize that person. Correct water baptism is by immersion and in the name of the Lord Jesus, which is the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Anybody that takes you inside the water and says, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, put you inside water and bring you out, he has baptized you in titles instead of the name. Your sin is still upon you. Now you are hearing me. It's God giving you opportunity to correct an error, you sincere believer. And it's because you are sincere, that's why God is making you hear me now, wherever you are hearing me from. There will be something inside of you that will witness that. And that's the truth, that's the truth. Don't even come back, go back and search again. The day you confirm it, come back and rebaptize.
Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the prayer.